Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi. How are you today, ma'am?
I'm good, and you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Ma'am, my name is Anthony from Knowles Surveys, a professional public opinion research firm. Now, we are interviewing residents of Miami-Dade County about some important issues. If you don't mind me asking, how old are you, ma'am? What is your age?
I'm 27.
Okay. And are you currently a resident of Miami-Dade County?
Yes.
Do you have any children under
No.
the age of 18 that live in your home or for whom you are the primary caregiver, regardless of whether they are your children or someone else's?
I do.
You do? Okay. Now, I'm going to read to you a list of local organizations or community institutions. For each one, please tell me if you have heard of that organization, and if you never heard of them, just let me know. Have you ever heard of Miami-Dade County Homeless Trust?
I think I heard about it, but I'm not too sure.
Not too sure. Okay, so we can say you don't know.
Yes.
Okay. What about the Children's Trust?
Have I heard about that.
Okay. What about, and do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the Children's Trust?
I don't think I have any opinion, negative or positive opinion about it.
Okay. Now, what about United Way of Miami-Dade County? Have you ever heard of that?
Not too sure.
Okay. Have you ever searched for information about programs and services for children and your family?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, when you search for information about programs and services for children under your care and your family, which of the following do you use most frequently? Do you ask a friend or a family member? Do you visit a specific website? Do you ask your child's teachers, child care? Do you ask your child's doctor? Do you call the 211 helpline? Do you use an application on your smartphone, online community like WhatsApp or Facebook groups? Search the internet using something like Google or other?
Google,
okay. Now we're gonna go into a little bit more detail regarding one local institution in particular. And for this survey, we will be talking about the Children's Trust. How have you primarily learned about the Children's Trust? Through your child's school, advertising that you saw or heard for the Children's Trust, general word of mouth from other parents, teachers, friends, or family, your own children or grandchildren took part in a program funded by the Children's Trust, a friend or acquaintance had children or grandchildren who took part in a program funded by the Children's Trust, a news story you saw on television, heard on the radio, read in the newspaper, or saw online. Or other?
I saw it online.
You saw it online, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever specifically searched for information about programs funded by the Children's Trust?
No.
No. Have you ever visited the Children's Trust website?
No.
based on your familiarity with the work of the Children's Trust, would you characterize its impact on Miami-Dade County as positive, negative, or no impact?
I would say impact.
Positive? Negative?
Yeah.
Okay, positive?
Positive.
Would that be very positive or somewhat positive?
Somewhat positive.
Okay. Now, when considering the work of the Children's Trust in Miami-Dade County, in a few words, how would you characterize or describe the impact that the Children's Trust has in the community?
I can't fully say about it because I don't know their achievements or what they have done before.
Okay, so you can say unknown?
Unknown, okay.
Okay. Now, just one second, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so right now, you cannot describe the impact
no.
that the Children's Trust has in the community. Unknown. Unknown. Unknown how. Okay. All right. Now, I would like to provide you with a little bit more information regarding the Children's Trust. Now, the Children's Trust of Miami-Dade County is a dedicated source of revenue established by voters and funded by property taxes with the goal of improving the lives of children and families in Miami-Dade by funding high-quality programs. Knowing this, could you please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the Children's Trust?
I think I should have a favorable opinion about
favorable,
it.
Favorable, somewhat, or very favorable?
Somewhat.
Okay. And why would you say that? Why is it a somewhat favorable opinion?
I would say I answer this question based on, like, let's say that I don't know much about it, so I cannot fully see whether it's, you know, very feasible.
Okay, so we can say you cannot say it is very, very positive due to lack of information, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Information. Okay. Okay. Now, prior to this interview, were you aware that the Children's Trust offer programs and services to children and families throughout Miami-Dade County?
Yes, I just learned.
Okay, but before this interview, were you aware or did you have knowledge that the Children's Trust offered programs and services?
No.
To children and families. Okay. Now, have you ever heard or seen any advertising about the Children's Trust?
Yes, I've seen, but I never had a chance to look at it.
Okay. Now, where have you most often heard or seen advertising about the Children's Trust? Television, radio, buses, billboards, newspaper, magazines, social media, online, digital banners, websites, through an event, or other?
Magazines,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
When searching for local Miami-Dade County news and information, which of the following do you use most frequently? Online, social media, radio, television, newspaper, magazines, other? Online. We're almost done with our survey, okay? We just have a few more questions for classification purposes. Which of the following best describes your ethnicity? Hispanic, Latino, Cuban, Haitian, or other?
Haitian.
So you're Haitian, from Haiti, yes. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, which of the following racial classifications would you consider yourself to be? White, Anglo, Black or African American, Asian, or multiracial?
Asian.
Okay. Like Asian, like from Japan, China?
Oh, sorry. I would say Black.
Black, okay. Now, what is your marital status? Are you single, not married, or divorced or separated, married, or living with a partner?
Single,
okay. Do you own or rent your current residence?
Okay,
you rent. How long have you lived in Miami-Dade County?
Almost 10 years.
What is your annual income, household income before taxes? Less than 25,000, between 25 and 50,000, between 50,000 and 75,000, between 75,000 and 100,000, between 100,000 and 150,000, or more than 150,000.
Does it include everyone or just me?
Yeah, no, everyone in your household.
I would say 75.
75 and 100,000 between that, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, and I'm sorry to ask this, what is your gender?
Female.
Okay. What is the zip code of your home address?
33162.
33162?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what region of Miami-Dade County do you live in? Northeast, yes. Northwest, or South Miami-Dade?
Northeast.
Thank you. I truly thank you, ma'am. We are complete with the survey. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.